Well, it looks like we're in for a long, drawn-out bushfire season this year. It's only September, and there's already 60-odd bushfires burning across Queensland and dozens more in New South Wales. And obviously, the drought has exacerbated the situation because everything is so dry and there's not much water around. But to give us an update on what's happening in Queensland at the moment, we're joined by James Haig from the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services State Operations Centre. James, good to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
James, as I said, about 60 fires, is that right?
No, actually, we've had a bit of a rise up from that. I'm currently looking at our incident board. We've got 71 going fires at the moment that we're dealing with or monitoring. We've also got about 230 trucks at those just as we speak.
Goodness me. Now, I've just had a look. There was one fire at emergency warning status on the Gold Coast, but the Perugian Springs fire has just been upgraded again.
That's correct. The Perugian Springs fire is causing some significant challenges to us, as you might expect. It's in burning and heathy vegetation, and it's got very low humidity in the area still, even though we're at night, and the wind is still quite strong. What that means is that fire is moving quickly and erratically, and we're also it's very difficult for us to control. Now, if I can take just a moment to reach out to listeners and let them know, if you are in the area, please pay attention to the warnings. The way you can get those is going through the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services Facebook page or Googling Queensland Fire and Emergency Services newsroom, and you'll get all the bushfire warnings. They're being updated regularly. So anybody listening who's in that area, please pay attention.
Absolutely, and we'll give those updates as well throughout
Thank
the course of the night. Now, so tell us about the one on the Gold Coast that's at emergency warning level.
The one at the Gold Coast is in that Sarabah fire that's been burning for a number of days, and that's really about keeping people well informed. That fire has been burning for some time. Again, it's in very rugged country. People who may have known the Boer Ranges would understand that is an extremely steep and rugged country. It's an indication of how dry it is in that area that it's really burning through what sometimes is very wet forest. But that's been going for a few days. We've also had significant fires, as people would be aware, up on the Granite Belt. We've had some fair success there. But the message across Queensland, and indeed to listeners across Queensland, I suspect in many places across the country, is be prepared, because we could have significant fires in a variety of places over what could be a significant season, and we just need people to pay attention and be aware of the risks they've got.
James, at this stage, what sort of property losses are we looking at?
I don't know on this, in particular on the Perugian one, don't know exactly at this stage. That one only broke out about 4:30 this afternoon or thereabouts late this afternoon. And so obviously we're moving very quickly on it. My priority is to control it as quickly and minimise any damage to property. Therefore, we'll get in there as soon as we can and do some damage assessment. That fire actually has approximately 100 trucks at it, and we've got them there, as you can imagine, very quickly, and we're just, at the moment, trying to manage the fire.
Yeah, James, look, my hat off to all of your operators out there doing a great job under very, very trying circumstances. Thanks for your time this evening.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Triple M, also for your support in getting our messages out there. Much obliged, and to all the listeners, take care, and please stay away if you don't need to be anywhere near these fires. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good on you, James. That's James Haig from the Queensland State Operations Centre from Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. We'll put links up on our Facebook page to their Facebook page for the updates, and we'll bring you any further news as it comes to hand. 1327 10's the number.